big nuclear time bombs. Holy overeating. Holy roller coasters.
It's time.
It's time.
It's time for the Lion Sidekick Podcast.
Hey, 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 heroes. Welcome back for another episode of the YM Sidekick Podcast. And this isn't just another episode of the YM Sidekick Podcast. This is the 200th episode of the YM Sidekick Podcast. In fact, I've been doing this for 200 consecutive weeks. 200. I haven't missed a single week, 1 week at all. In fact, it may actually be another week. No, it's 200 consecutive weeks that I've been doing this. I started many years ago. Not many years ago, about 3.5 years ago. But this is the 200th episode, and I'm celebrating it with Corey Sullivan. After all, this YM Sidekick Podcast is the place where ministers can come to get some cool tips and tricks and ideas on how to do ministry more effectively in a very digital and online world. And Corey is here to celebrate because he was my very first guest on the YM Sidekick Podcast. And we're talking about the Orange Conference because it is Orange Blogger Week, and we're both Orange bloggers. But we're talking about the theme of the Orange Conference this coming year, 2019, called It's Personal. And we're talking about how It's Personal really impacts our life, and what, not just our life, but our ministry, and how when it's something is personal to us, we are passionate about it and we are consistent about it. And we talk about all three of these really principles, and we talk about how they all mix and mingle together. And it makes a big impact in our ministry. So I'm really excited about this episode. One, because it's the 200th. Two, because it's Corey. And three, because it's when it's personal, it really impacts people and it impacts us. And so we're going to talk about that today. And so thank you so much for joining me for this 200th episode. And without any further ado, let's get into the interview now with Corey Sullivan. All right, with me right now is my friend Corey Sullivan.
What's up, Tom? How are you doing?
Good. Well, I'm excited, okay, because you're a special guest. Again, you're on here really regularly, but you're on here very specifically today for a very
special... Aren't I always special guest?
Well, just you are.
I'm special?
Yes, you are a special guest all the time. But you're on here very specifically because this is the 200th episode of the YM Sidekick Podcast. 200 episodes.
That's a lot. Does it make you feel old?
Yeah, it does, because I look back and I was like, oh my gosh, like I started this back in 2000. Oh gosh, I don't even know. I looked at it the other day. I was like, wait, this is like almost 4 years old.
It would be like 2015, right?
Yeah, yeah. And I've been doing it every week. I haven't been missing a week. So it's over 3 years going into the fourth year. And it's like crazy. I'm like, it's like mind numbing to me for some reason that it's been going on this long. So, but the reason why I have you on here, not just because I love talking to you and you, we're going to talk about something specific, but you were my very first guest of the YM Sidekick Podcast.
I was there in the beginning.
You were there in the beginning.
I also don't remember when exactly that was, but I was there.
You were there. Well, no, this is why, again, it all ties in here all together, because you were the very first guest and we did it to do for the Orange Conference. We did a podcast about the Orange Conference, or actually it was about Lead Small, because they just released Lead Small and they were talking about the Orange Conference. And so you and I got on, we were both going to the Orange Conference and we're like, this is a great one to do for our very first episode. And voila, we're back here again, 200 episodes later. And we're actually going to talk about the Orange Conference again.
Perfect. Why not?
It's like perfect. How does it feel knowing, Corey, that you've – I have to go back and do some research, but you've probably been on, I would say, almost 10% of the podcasts.
Dude, it feels good. It feels like I'm part of something. Yeah. And I like doing it with you because we're buddies. And so we usually just end up talking trash and giggling half the time.
But yes. Well, we do. But we also talk about good stuff. But yes, we do talk about shows. We've talked about some really good things. Didn't we even have a burping contest one time?
I think we had to like try and burp the ABCs. That was like one of the original ones where we were trying to figure out like that podcast, and we were trying to do like a game on there.
Yes.
And so like it was like a burping contest game.
A burping contest. And of course you won because you're much better about that kind of stuff.
Yeah, that's because I'm an animal.
Well, yes, you are an animal. Well, this has become very much of excitement for me because, again, I love blogging and I'll continue to blog. But one thing I did not expect from me doing this podcast stuff is how passionate I've become about doing this. You know, it's been very cool. Like, I really look forward to doing these interviews with people, and it's become a big passion of mine. And so, and interviewing people like you has been really kind of cool.
There you go. Well, I appreciate it, man.
Yeah.
I like these because, like, it gets me thinking, and I love, like, a good brainstorming session and throwing out ideas and strategizing and figuring out what's working and what's not. So it's always fun to have a cool conversation about problems or experiences and what's working and not working.
Yeah. Well, and I think, too, one of the things that when you're passionate about something, you really want to do it and continue to do it. And it develops, I think, some good habits. Again, what I always like to say about when people start blogging or even when people start podcasting, anybody can start that. But what they end up doing is they end up going full force into it, and then they stop at a time because they can't continue the momentum. And even though they're passionate about it at a time, it develops, it becomes less of a passion and more something about something that you're consistent at and you're developing good habits at.
And I think that's something that I've learned just from you in blogging and writing and podcasts is, like, it's not a sprint, but it's a marathon. So, like, even though you have, and I think there's times when we have a ton of ideas and a ton of good content and a ton of good stuff, but save some of that for when there's like a dry spell, right? Mm-hmm. Where you don't have a ton of ideas or a busy season.
Yeah.
Or like to, because even though we're passionate about it, you got to keep feeding it.
Yeah.
And stoking those fires. Otherwise, it becomes that chore and just you have to do it. And then you're not as consistent as you want to be.
Right. And this ties very much into ministry, for instance, because when you're passionate about something, you're going to be consistent at it. And you want to be consistent at it. And to be effective in ministry, you have to be consistent, correct?
Yeah. And a lot of things, you got to be consistent, right? Like from parenting to working with teens to ministry, like, that consistently knows what to expect and helps you with, like, figure out where you're going and what you're doing and how to connect well with the people you're working with.
Yeah. Well, I think the more consistent you can be, what I tell leaders all the time as they're getting ready to do ministry with me, volunteer leaders, is that consistency matters. And if you can't be consistent, if you can't commit to something and be consistent at it, then you're not going to be successful at it. You're not gonna make it long term, because then it loses its personal touch to you. It becomes less personal for you and something more of an obligation or a chore of sorts. Do you track where I'm going? No.
Yeah, I do, and I think, like, you have to keep going with it, you know, and be consistent. And then, like, I've always found, like, I'm consistent with the things that I'm passionate about, and it's usually because, like, it's out of my personal connections or my personal joys, my personal passions. And so I always try, and when I'm working with kids and youth or ministries, like, how can I make it, like, about them and make it so that they're passionate about that stuff and build those habits of consistency and all those kind of things.
Mm-hmm. Because, because the more consistency you can develop into it, again, the more effective it's going to be. And these are things that you have to be consistent about improving who you are as a minister or who you are as a person. Again, you're going to be consistent about things that you're really good at, but what you have to really develop too is how to be consistent about things that you're not so good at too, so you can continue to improve and be better. And then the whole thing makes it very personal for you.
Yeah. And that leads right into, like, what Orange Conference is this year, which is a really wonderful transition we just had in all of it. But
for those listening, Corey and I talked offline. We're like, okay, we want to go here, here, and here. How do we tie it all together? And I said, this may be a very awkward transition, but we're going to make it work.
Yeah. And what I like about the idea, so it's make it personal this year at Orange Conference.
Yes.
And so how do you make your ministry, how do you make your efforts, the work from families to leaders to kids and youth, how do you make your efforts personal to them?
Yeah.
And I think that talks about what we're doing is consistency, making it personal. Those things, when you're consistently in a kid's life, day in and day out, you're making an effort and things are growing. Like, I'm doing ministry and working in different areas from, you know, juvenile detention facilities to just mentoring a couple kids and, like, been doing it for years.
Mm-hmm.
And it's been the consistency that has helped, you know, some of those tougher moments. And hey, you know what? I'm going to expect him to be there, and he's going to be there.
Yeah, well, I agree. It's that consistency that makes it important. And again, the personal aspect, that's why I'm so glad. I love how Orange changes its theme every year. And every year, it always seems to hit home with me. And when they first announced that it's personal thing, I'm like, what does that really entail? But as I've been growing as a person and growing as a minister this past year, things have become very personal for me, and this whole passion has continued to grow. I've become very consistent at certain aspects of my job and in my personal life, but then it's become very personal for me.
Yeah, and I think sometimes we hear that in a negative context, like don't take it personally,
yeah,
or don't take this idea personally. But what if we're able to take our professions, take what we're doing, take our influence and our impact, and not only personally for ourselves,
yeah,
but like we take this as a vision for our own lives. We're going to do some good things. You know, we tailor it for people's personal lives, but we also, it's for us. Like, this is who we are. This is our passion. This is what we aspire to be. And so it should be personal, you know?
Yeah. Well, it very much should be. I mean, everything that you do, you take it personally. Because again, when you look at the bigger picture of it, as we are doing ministry, as we are walking our daily lives, there are lost people out there who don't know Jesus, and like, not to be blunt, but they're going to hell if they don't accept Christ as their Lord and Savior and begin to follow him. And therefore, we have to be passionate about reaching lost people. We have to be consistent about reaching lost people. We have to take it personally. We can't just walk through that kid who is a pain in the butt. We just can't knock him off because we don't care and he's a jerk or she's a jerk. It is personal because they're not going to go to eternal life with us if it's not.
And I think it's also the idea, like, it's a personal approach.
Yeah.
Every person's different. Every mm-hmm. individual is different. And I can be consistent in my time and efforts. And so, you know, maybe it's contradictory in the idea of consistency and personal and all that, but like, make your efforts personal to that person. Like, I think about Jesus, right? And I think about like how many times he healed people who couldn't see, but he did it all differently.
Yeah.
His approaches were different.
Yeah.
And they're personal to them, and what was happening.
Yeah.
So, I just look towards that as an example of making it personal,
yeah,
but being consistent, in your efforts, being consistent in your messaging, being consistent, and showing up and being even consistent in making it personal for the people that you're trying to influence.
Yeah, and when you make it personal too, it doesn't have to just be all of you. You know, when you make it personal, that means you accept, you know your faults. You know your success, where you're good and where you're weak. When you make it personal, you're surrounding a team around you that can impact more and more people,
yeah,
especially those who are not like you.
Yeah, and I always say, like, I don't want to be the smartest person in the room,
mm-hmm,
right? Who's the, yeah, people around you? To help you strengthen your weaknesses.
Yeah.
Like, I have a lot. I'm not a detail person. Yeah. like I don't, you know, grammar and spell check and all that kind of stuff. That's not me. But, yeah, you know, there's people in my life that I know I can count on to help me, to support me and see some of the vision stuff through, you know, because I understand where my weakness is, but I'm asking help,
mm-hmm,
to make that better.
Yeah. So ultimately, when we're making it personal, we're very passionate about it. We're consistent about things. But then it just really drives how we do our ministry. And I think we have to take a step back and say, am I taking this personally? Am I going after it with the consistency and the passion that I need to be so that more and more people can come to know Christ through it? So
yeah,
I'm really excited about this theme. I think it'll be great. And again, as we know with Orange, they always have a lot of things. They've got a lot of great speakers that will come and share, and they've got a lot of ways to interact with us there. Yeah. So I'm really excited about going, and you're going too, right?
Yeah, it's right before my birthday.
Oh, yeah, see, so that means oh, yeah, that's right, because it's a little bit later than it was.
Yeah, it's like a week later than it usually is.
Yeah, so we get to celebrate your birthday, maybe, possibly.
Yeah, Cinco de Mayo.
Cinco de Mayo, just for Cinco de Cori, as we used to say.
Cinco de Cori, as we like
Cinco
to say.
Cinco de Cori, so good.
In the inner sanctum.
Well, Corey, I know you're blogging this week for the Orange Blogger Week, so where can people find you?
Yeah, rallyyouth.com. And really just blogging on impacting youth in different programs and different settings, being consistent with them, expectations, and how to really connect kids and help them out the best.
Yeah. And if Corey gets ever inconsistent about blogging, what you need to do is hit him up on Twitter at big_Sully55.
Bro, and, I've been super inconsistent about Twitter.
Yeah.
Instagram's where it's been at for me lately.
Oh, well, then get on Instagram. It's the same handle, yeah, right?
Same handle, yep.
Yeah, so get on there with that and razz him a little bit and share funny memes with him.
Oh,
so
I love GIFs. Yes. I love GIFs.
Yeah, so share some funny things. Really encourage him to get consistent about things. So that'd be great. Well, Corey, thank you for joining me on my 200th episode.
Celebrations, yay.
There's only one 200th episode. I just want you to know that. And you're on.
Yeah, there's only one of every number of episodes, dude.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
So you can't, like... If I could turn back time.
Oh, who sings that? Come on.
Cher.
That's right. Good man. So, and on that note, thank you, Corey, and I'll talk to you next time.
All right. Talk to you. Peace.
All right. So there you have it. My conversation with Corey and how making it personal really impacts your ministry. Because when you make it personal, you're passionate about it and you're consistent about it. And those kind of things all working together really make for a really impactful ministry, and it impacts your life and impacts the lives of other people. So I hope you enjoyed the conversation Corey and I had. I hope you were able to track with us. It took us a little bit of time to get to the thing. And again, we weren't just talking about this just because it's Orange Blogger Week and we're promoting the Orange Conference, but we're really excited about this. It's a real cool opportunity for us to learn. And as I've talked about in my blog numerous times, the Orange Conference is the one conference that I look forward to every single year, and in particular because it inspires me and encourages me to help finish the year strong. And this theme that they've picked about it's personal really is a great theme for me this year. I hope it's a great theme for you this year. And I know that there's going to be thousands of people together. So if you're looking for a conference to go to in 2019, the Orange Conference in Atlanta, Georgia, in the very beginning of May, is a fantastic one for you to consider. I hope you go to the links. I've got them in the show notes. I got the links in my show notes, but I hope you go there. You sign up because it will be well worth it. You will be inspired. You will be encouraged, and you will see how your passions and the consistency in your ministry can really, it all ties together with being personal, and it really has a huge impact in your life and the lives of other people. So I hope you are able to join me and Corey there at the Orange Conference this year. But I would love to hear from you and your thoughts. What are your thoughts about the Orange Conference? Have you ever been there before? What do you like about it? What have you enjoyed about it in the past? And what are you looking forward to doing this year if you're already signed up for the conference? Because you can already be signed up if you're going. I know that Corey and I are both going. So I would love to hear your thoughts on that. But I would also love to hear about how your passion, how consistency, and how making it personal really impacts your ministry, how you've seen it. I would love to hear your stories on that as well. So definitely hit me up on Twitter at TA Pounder. I would love to hear your stories and continue this conversation online. All right, heroes. Well, thanks so much for joining me today. I really appreciate it. And I'm honored that you have been with me for 200 episodes. I hope you've enjoyed it. As always, if you do enjoy it, go on iTunes and like it. But also, if you have an idea about a topic that you'd like for me to talk about in the future, or a person you would like for me to talk to, please hit me up. Again, you can hit me up on Twitter at TA Pounder or email me, tom@ympsychic.com. I would love to hear your thoughts on that. And as always, as we move forward, definitely go to ympsychic.com. There I've got my Twitter ebook, I've got the blog, the podcast, some vlogs, and I've got information about Digital Bootcamp. It's a free Facebook group where you can learn digital tools to help expand your reach in your ministry. It's not just geared towards church communicators or social media managers. It's geared towards any minister who wants to learn digital tools. There's a free Facebook group that you can join in, and you can get all that stuff in the show notes. So definitely click on the links there. All right, heroes. Well, I hope you have a great rest of the day, a great rest of the week. And until next time, have a great one.